Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Can we talk about just one of the weirdest couples, which is Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid? What is going on with these two? Like, I never saw this happening.
Nah.
No.
Okay.
I keep seeing these pictures of them out and about, and I'm like, well, that wasn't the next one I saw coming, but here we are.
Here we are.
And then you still got Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, who know what Willy Wonka.
Oh,
they're
yep.
still
they're,
hot and heavy
you.
As
thank
well.
You. Thank you for the Willy Wonka clarification.
Yeah.
I needed that.
He's playing Willy Wonka.
The new Willy Wonka.
That's right. Otherwise, I would have no idea who this kid is.
Not Gene Wilder, not Johnny Depp. Got it.
No. The third Willy Wonka.
Willy the third.
Third time's the charm. Isn't that what they say?
Maybe.
You'll be the best Willy Wonka yet. Although Gene Wilder, you know, from here. From West Dallas.
That's right.
Remember that?
He is homegrown.
The original Willy Wonka is from here, so we should own that.
The real Willy Wonka.
Yeah, if you even know what we're talking about.
Well, if you don't, you're too young.
So there's your updates on couples. I just wanted to shout it out that Bradley Cooper is dating Gigi Hadid and Kylie Jenner is still with Willy Wonka.
What a time.
What a time to be alive in the celebrity world. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Oh, I don't know what day it is. Bet. Hey, I'm going to take your word for it.
I say that because I need to know, DZ.
Copy
it's
that.
Thursday, November 2nd. Here we are. Good morning.
So we count down to baby time. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Baby due any day. There was no baby yesterday.
No baby
we
yesterday.
We should have a baby update at the beginning of the show every day. Like, do we have a baby yet?
Well, y'all will know because I won't be here.
That's exactly right.
If I'm not here, baby time.
And I'm screaming, we have a baby, everybody!
Facts, though.
Aaron's in labor.
Oh, my God. And we're going live to the hospital.
Hey, well, today we have Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45, so I'm glad you're here. And then New Kids on the Block tickets at 8:40 this morning.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm. But I want to know what's going on with you with all your food stuff.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with
because
this.
Because you're having a baby.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a lot of leftovers. You're going to have people dropping off food, sending food, hopefully, if you're friends know what they're doing.
Oh, dog, we're already in mode of like, we're not cooking as much as we normally do.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot more takeout and we're kind of, you know, I guess preparing for the go time. So we don't want to have nothing on the stove
right.
if we got to hit it.
Right.
So we have been getting a lot of takeout, man, which means we actually been having a lot of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I had a thought because one of these days over the weekend, I was making breakfast, right?
Yeah.
And I went, well, I just don't want any old regular eggs, right? crack a couple of them. So I looked in the fridge to see what we had. The night before, we had gotten Chinese food. Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me, Thai food.
Yeah.
So we had fried rice.
Yeah.
Some leftovers. And I went, ooh, some eggs, some fried rice, a little chicken fried rice.
Look at you whipping it up in the morning.
So what I did is I took leftovers, and rather than just reheating them, throwing them in the microwave, the air fryer, whatever.
Yeah.
I did something I don't know if many other people do.
What?
So first.
Oh, no. What'd you do, DZ?
I picked out all of the ingredients I didn't want in the food.
Which were what?
The peas.
Dude, I hate the peas and fried rice, too.
I don't like peas.
But I hate, well, I don't eat fried rice at all anymore. But I used to hate the peas, but I would just eat them with and be like, damn.
When it's a fresh meal, sure, I'll eat them. But if it's leftovers,
no thanks.
No thanks. I'm going to go ahead and pick those out because I was remaking it, man. I didn't just reheat, right? Mm-hmm. What I did is I refreshed.
Ah, you basically took leftovers and made a whole new meal. You took the ingredients, which I never think to do. In my mind, it's always, I have a burger in the fridge and that's what I'm eating. It's never, take the burger and whip it into something. I'm not creative with food like that.
Ah.
You're You're the creative food guy. That's why you should own a food truck one day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I did. Like, I threw all the ingredients into the pan, started whipping it up.
Yeah.
And then I went, you know what?
That never occurred to me.
I'm hit it with my own seasonings. So it already was seasoned, but I, you know, hit my own little something on top, salted to taste, if you will. And bang, it was a fire meal.
You know what? This is so impressive that you can. I love people that can do this. I could just look in the fridge and go, boom, boom, boom. I can make something when you think you have nothing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, actually, I didn't even think about it. I did the same thing yesterday with lunch.
Ah.
Had some leftover wings and fries.
Ooh.
Reseasoned them bad boys. Threw them in the air fryer. Had some yummy, delicious little cheesy buffalo fries now when they were just regular salt and pepper fries to begin with. Yeah. Man, ooh. Now you're gassing me up.
Seriously, because I'm not the person who opens the fridge and goes, oh, I see the chicken, I see peppers, fajitas. Like, I have friends that do that, and I don't connect the dots like that when it's like I have a couple ingredients.
Yeah.
It doesn't connect for me like it does for you. You're like, ah, spices. Ah, this, that. No, nothing. Never occurs to me.
Where's the cumin?
Maybe you're inspiring me to think more when I open my fridge, honestly.
I can't be the only one. But
no, you're not. You're
at the same time, what do you do with leftovers? Are you a reheater or are you a refresher?
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Because I'm clearly a reheater. You're a refresher.
I'm a refresher.
Ah, I like it. Okay, let's talk to everybody. 1-414-533-1037. We're still not sure if you actually need the one now. We're going back on that. It might just be the 414 you need.
I'm going to say dial the one because it's been working.
It's working.
It's been working.
Go for it, man. We'll talk to you next.
Why change a good thing?
Yeah, exactly. So what I did was I took my breakfast that was already pieced together and I heated it up.
So you're a reheater.
And then I put it in my mouth before I was supposed to go on the radio, and here we are. 103.7 Kiss FM. How do you reheat leftovers? How? Do you reheat them like me, basic, or do you actually refresh them like DZ does?
That's right. I'm a refresher, baby.
You sure are. Ricky is calling from Florida. I said what I said.
Like the city, Florida?
Like listening
Florida,
on the
Wisconsin?
Listening on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Ricky, all the way from Florida. He's from here, but he's in Florida.
The state?
The state.
Ricky, my boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about,
Ricky,
man.
Ricky, I love it. You're listening on the app. You're calling in. So good morning.
We national.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So I don't want to brag. But it is 75 degrees out here today. You know, I don't want to brag too much.
So I don't want to brag. It's nice. It's nice and warm here.
Nice weather. We hate you for that. But go on, Ricky.
Okay. So you see, my question is, right, what kind of seasoning do you use? Because I know you're Hispanic.
Ah, papi. Well, you know a Goya packet goes in whatever I'm making. Little sazon, man. You got to add it. But, man, I mix it up. It depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I go spicy. Sometimes I go savory. Sometimes
when you go
I like
spicy,
the lemon.
What are your spices?
Oh, if I'm going spicy, you know, I don't want to give away too much
Tell
of my
me.
Secret
it's
sauce.
Like red pepper and stuff, or
I
what?
Mean, sometimes a little red pepper. Sometimes you add a little extra black pepper. But then I tend to add a little dab of hot sauce, or whether it's homemade or whether it's something.
Sauce.
But, yeah, man, because I'm not one to normally keep jalapenos on deck like that, so I don't necessarily throw those in my dishes. But I add my spice on the front end. I don't like the kick on the back end where it just feels like your mouth is burning all the time.
Yeah, let it cook with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But my little secret is just a dab of hot sauce in the meal. Ooh, because that just gives it that mwah, perfection.
Ricky, what's your secret, Ricky?
Right, you reheat?
Since I'm Hispanic as well, I'm Puerto Rican, I use sazon, adobo, and a little bit of Larry's.
Ooh, a little bit of Larry's.
What did he say? Oh, Larry's?
Yeah, or it depends if you're using Lowry's or Larry's. It's two different seasonings. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, I didn't know if that's what he was talking about. Okay, all right. Yeah.
So he's a refresher too.
Yeah, he is. Okay, I like it. Remember when you told me to put adobo? What is it, adobo? Adobo? Yeah. What is it?
Adobo. Adobo.
DZ was like, just put that on whatever you cook, Allie. It'll be great. I'm like, okay.
It's going to turn everything orange, but it's going to taste amazing.
I don't care.
The facts. Ricky, you funny, man. We can't wait to talk to you again, brother. We appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Enjoy the weather.
This guy in Florida.
Unbelievable.
Well,
on the Odyssey app.
Rude.
Just going to flex and be like, it's 75 degrees here.
Let's go to Miranda this morning. I'm not sure where she's calling from, but she called. She couldn't believe she got through, so it was a little chaotic.
Morning, Miranda.
Good morning. I'm here in Milwaukee.
Nice. You're not in Florida.
In the cold weather.
I'm not in the warm weather, no, unfortunately. wasn't. I wish I was.
Do you reheat or refresh, Miranda?
Actually, I do both. It depends on how much time I have. If I'm like running to work, I'll have to just like reheat something and say, all right, I'm just got to go. But if I'm coming home from work, I will take some leftovers and I will make a new meal out of it. Mm.
Ooh, what's your go-to remake meal when you have leftovers?
Just like the Florida guy, I do the same thing. I love using the Goya and the sazon and all that.
You guys just throw spices into stuff is what you basically do.
Mm-hmm.
And then reheat it.
Yeah. That's right. It changes the flavor.
Yeah.
It changes the flavor and it makes it like a whole entire different meal completely.
All right. You guys are inspiring me to reheat things instead of throwing them out most of the time.
There we go. And get you a Goya packet too.
You don't want to waste.
You never want to waste a meal.
Yeah. Miranda. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. I'm glad I got some fun. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Miranda's nervous. Have a good evening,
Have a good night. Everybody sleep tight. No, we appreciate you, Miranda.
Ryan's calling from Calabama this morning.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell
everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, I know you're a cooker, Ryan. I've been to your house.
So he doesn't have leftovers. He just cooks a fresh meal every time.
He probably does. But I guarantee he's all about, he's a refresher like you. Am I right or am I right, Ryan?
You're right. Yes. I'm a refresher and a reheater, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I have zero leftovers in my refrigerator, so I can't refresh anything. So I'm going to be cooking it later today.
I was going to say, welcome to two little kids. You have no food in your fridge. Shocking. You have no time to cook.
They're staying.
But what you got to do is if you have your leftover spaghetti, is you got to make spaghetti pizza. That's a refresher right there for you.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Right.
You take a Bobolio pizza crust.
Okay.
And you put your garlic butter on that. Mm. And then you take your spaghetti meat and sauce, put that on there. And then you take your leftover spaghetti noodles, put that on top of there.
Oh, my God.
And then you take some mozzarella.
Genius.
Put it on top of that. Genius. Put it in the oven. There you go.
All he did was go buy a pizza crust at the store and throw the spaghetti. He basically threw his spaghetti on top of the pizza. Let's be real.
This man's a visionary.
Wow, Ryan.
Okay, there's genius.
2 days of heaven. 2 days of heaven.
2 days of heaven.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Right, I was going to say more like a day and a couple hours.
Yeah.
a day and a midnight. You know what I'm saying?
23 hours.
Dog, there's genius, and then there's Ryan from Calabama. He just did something.
Can you guys open a restaurant or a food truck together? My God.
What's up, Ryan?
I'm down. I can find the truck.
Say less.
You come up with the name, DZ. I'll find the truck.
We already got the name. LLC's on the way. Ryan, you and I going to talk. You and I going to talk, big dog. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Let's go.
I love it.
We going to call it the refresh.
Yes.
There we go.
You guys cook nothing but your own leftovers for other people.
We bring the food from our menu changes daily.
We saving money and making money at the same time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Menu changes daily.
Get out of here, Ryan. We're going to talk to you later, fam. Have a good day,
see you at the food truck.
Bye.
Last but not least, Lori is in Cedarburg. Let's go talk to her quick. Lori.
Morning.
Lori, we have to talk to you about something very quickly. We screwed up. We didn't realize your song is not allowed to be your song anymore.
We're sorry.
Oh, no.
LaToya in Milwaukee has had that song for months.
Long before you and long before me, Lori. I'm so sorry.
And we're so dumb. We let you have it. And then somebody yesterday said, do you have somebody with the same song? And we went, no.
No.
Oh, shoot.
We do.
We gave Lori LaToya's song. That's not allowed.
No.
So we'll talk about a new song for you in a second.
In a second. But just know you are the one and only that's going to get to change their song. So you think about it in a second. But first, we got to ask, are you a reheater or a refresher?
A little of both, because I grew up in a catering and family where we made everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my uncles actually, I'm Italian, he actually went over to Italy and learned how to cook.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so he's a real one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said they don't eat leftovers at all that texted in. He what, Lori?
He one that had cooks at Sundex and made all the salads and everything for a while.
Oh, that's cool.
He was the Syndic chef. Well, that's an interesting gig to have.
So I've definitely eaten some of his food.
Oh, yeah. It's always a party. It's always good food when you come to my house. Hey,
so, Lori, I do got to ask, you being Italian, you heard Ryan talking about the leftover spaghetti pizza. Mm. Being Italian, how do you feel about that? Be honest.
We actually just got a new cookbook that has spaghetti pizza, and it sounds good.
Well, say apparently less. Ryan's not a visionary. Everybody's got a cookbook with spaghetti pizza.
Or Ryan wrote the book for all we know.
See, fair enough. Bye, Lori. Well, actually, Lori, hold on. We got to get you a new song. Hold on.
Hold on.
All right.
We got to talk to you. Somebody texted in, yuck, just toss it.
What?
You should be getting, I don't want to toss leftovers after hearing you guys. Now I'm inspired to actually play with them a little.
Listen, honestly. I've been poor and hungry. Tossing it is not an option.
Right.
You feel me?
Figure it out, boo.
Figure it out.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Jealousy's never a good look.
Mm-mm.
We've all experienced it at some point, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you ain't wrong about that.
Today, that's the problem, though, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mark wrote in and has a problem with his relationship.
Okay.
Says, for context, my girlfriend and I, both mid-20s, have been dating for a year and a half and plan on moving in together after our leases expire. Over the weekend, we went to a party for my girlfriend's job, and by the end of the night, I could feel myself getting really uncomfortable and basically jealous over how the night was going.
Mm.
I felt like an accessory all night. Thought my girlfriend was being overly friendly with a lot of her male coworkers. I've never been the quote-unquote jealous type.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually very comfortable with myself and my situations, but it felt different. A lot of giggling and stuff that I feel is usually flirty behavior. I brought up my thoughts on our way home, which obviously started a fight. She said I
obviously.
She said I was being unreasonable and that she was only trying to fit in with her coworkers, which I totally get. But I still felt weird about it all.
Yeah.
I should also add that early on in our relationship, she was extremely self-conscious about other girls and asked me to unfollow tons of female friends on social media, which I did, knowing it would help her feel
what
better.
What a good guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, good.
Look at that. Look he at actually you. Did. He actually unfollowed women when she asked. That never happens.
Yeah, man, you know. Now, it's not like I'm going to ask her to unfriend coworkers in real life.
True. That'd be awkward.
And I don't want to bring it back up to her. So how do you suggest I get past this unnecessary jealousy on my own? I appreciate any help, Mark.
I find it interesting how she was jealous and now it's almost like it's flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, he didn't care in the beginning and now he's more jealous, right?
Right. Well, he's probably thinking back on the experience and going, wait,
yeah, hold on. Why did I delete my people
and
you're
over
friends
here,
with?
Yeah. Real friendly with male coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not within reason, especially, mm-hmm, you know, being in person, being in public, social media, it's kind of like a wash, whatever. But in real life, you feel a threat, mm-hmm, right? Especially if y'all aren't quote unquote locked into your relationship. Y'all are planning to move in together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't live together.
Right.
Y'all have only been dating for less than 2 years.
And what do you matter? She's social. Like,
right.
That's actually a good thing.
It is a good
thing. Would you rather be out with someone who can't do any, who can't get along with people? This is the problem, or you want to be out with someone who knows everybody and is the life of the party.
My thought is, where are the female coworkers in this?
Mm.
There's got to be other female coworkers.
You think?
Why is she only gravitating towards
male ones?
Right. And though I've heard this from many of our friends,
mm-hmm,
I'm just, you know, get along with the boys more. You know, and this could be the situation. She's more of a tomboy than anything,
mm,
but that doesn't give us that clarity. Mm-hmm. Or these guys are trying to kind of weasel their way in. This dude is going through a tale as old as time.
Think about our building, though. We have women that work in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Only one other on the air,
mm-hmm,
that I can think of in the building. Well, two now. But for the most part, if we went out,
mm-hmm,
and you had the females behind the scenes, I would still be with the dudes because we all work together in the
True.
Same department.
Ooh.
So I would be near all the guys, but it wouldn't have, it would just be because I work with the guys.
Yeah.
Then those are my buds.
Those are the boys.
Are my buddies.
That's who you talk
yeah,
to. Like, we're literally on air.
That's who I'm friends with.
Right.
So maybe
that's who you
she
relate
doesn't
with.
Work with the women as much or something. I don't know. don't know. And just a thought.
And he might not know the situation, right? But he's feeling his feelings, and he's warranted in those feelings. He already brought it up.
I'm already annoyed though, because she asked him to unfollow, and now he's getting jealous.
That's where the problem lies. He adhered to what she was asking, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, baby, I'm gonna keep you comfortable. Obviously, new relationship. Now they're a little more evolved, and he's going, no, hold on. Now I'm feeling some type of way, and you're calling me unreasonable. That's where the problem sets in. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what he should have done. He shouldn't have brought it up immediately. Mm. He should have brought it up the next morning.
Let it
simmer. Let things cool. Maybe let him process a little bit more, and it would have changed the way it might have gotten brought up. Obviously,
she might just be a social person. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But if the situation was flipped, we'd be feeling a different way about this.
Totally, that's true.
Right, right.
That's
so, true. Mark, I hate to say it, but you gotta let this lie. You really can't do anything about the jealousy. You've already brought something up. You already made your bed. Mm. Now you kind of got to lie in it. What I would suggest you do, don't move in together.
Yeah.
What would DZ do is slow it down.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
Slow it down, because now you're feeling some type of way.
You're feeling like maybe this is going to be an issue in the relationship. So slow down. Go out some more and do this some more times, and then decide if you want to move in together.
That part.
Yeah.
Exactly that part.
Because you might be finding a difference that you can't get past, which is that she's overly social and flirty, and you don't like it.
And she had a problem with you being overly social. And not saying anybody was being flirty, whatever, but you did something that made her feel better.
Now, over time, it's going to be a problem.
Over time, it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And she's not willing to do something that make you feel better.
Yeah.
Y'all got to slow it down. You don't want to hear this, Mark, but y'all got to slow it down. I suggest you guys don't move in together. What would DZ do? Slow it down.
Okay. And I say, no, unfollow everyone else you haven't unfollowed. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Go through her social and delete everything.
I say he's got to unfollow every woman in his feed. I'm kidding. I'm
Call
joking.
Her boss and tell them to move her department so she works with more women.
414-533-1037. We will take your calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So the problem today is Mark is finding himself a little jealous of his girlfriend's friends.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is she had already asked him to unfollow a bunch of women in the beginning of their relationship. So it feels a little hypocritical now.
A little bit, don't it?
There's
one
awkward.
Social media, one's in real life.
Yeah.
But the two do coincide.
Yeah. And nobody cheated. Nobody did anything wrong. It's just the behavior's making him uncomfortable.
And he tried to squash it off rip, and it went really south really quick.
Evan's in Hale's Corners this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning. How are you two?
We're doing well, man. Trying to sort it out. Well, we're doing better than Mark, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I know. Mark, I'll tell you what. I think both of you are right, Allie and DZ. First of all, first-time caller. I listen every day, so I'm glad to be on the air.
Thank you. We love having you.
Facts.
We love it.
Definitely. But I think you're both right. I think it comes down to really a matter of confidence in yourself and trust in your partner. You know, like when you ask someone to remove friends from Facebook or things like that, I really think it comes down to what you're insecure about and maybe what you see in those other people that you might find intimidating and threatening to your relationship.
Yes. That part.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, if there's no ex or if it's just like a random person and you're like, unfollow, it makes me uncomfortable. That's weird.
Like, what reason do you have to say, you know, this random, you know, George on the internet, get rid of, you know, you don't know that guy or what he's capable of.
100%, man, for real.
Yeah.
I agree. And I don't think you should move in if you have those kinds of reservations either.
Mm-hmm.
Especially so early, because it's like, yeah, you feel like you've been dating 365 days plus another 6 months. Oh, we know each other so well. No, y'all don't.
No, you don't.
No,
and,
you don't.
And you know what? Some of the insecurities can be dealt with in communication or even therapy. Like, you can get past you can get past those things, but it would take work.
And it takes your own work. You can't do it under somebody else's.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to take more than writing into the radio station. Like, you have to actually communicate and say, can we get past this, or are we wasting our time here?
You listening, Mark?
And you know what, Evan? You can call as much as you want. If you start it with, I agree with both of you, you're both right, because we loved that.
Yeah, you basically earned a theme song already, so just tell us what you want, man.
Thanks.
You had me at you're both right.
You know, usually DZ's wrong. I just got to go ahead and say that, but I love listening to him.
still.
Hey, I appreciate it. And like I said, I never said it was good advice. Y'all just asked me for it.
Listen, it's the best backhanded compliment ever. I love your segment, even though your advice sucks.
I'll take it. I'm not offended, Evan.
Big fan, you guys, I promise. Thanks a lot for having me.
Evan, we appreciate you, man.
We love it. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
And Evan's right, so.
I mean, when you're right, you're right, Evan.
Trish is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Trish.
Hello.
Oh, morning.
What do you think about this situation?
Help Mark.
Again, both of you guys are right.
Yes. Two for two. Never happens like this.
One, because in such an early relationship, and I mean, don't get me wrong, like at least they passed the 1 year mark, but a year and a half, that's really like still you're going to be figuring out like, hey, this makes me uncomfortable. I'm not secure with you enough to not be worried at all because, you know, you're both kind of like getting yourselves invested and things like that.
You're starting to have more feelings as it goes. You're taking everything matters more. Yeah.
They don't even live together yet, dog. They still have separate spaces.
Yeah. They have time to not freak out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then the other thing is in the work setting, I was a little bit different around my guy coworker friends. But it wasn't in a weird way. It was because, we do work together all the time. We're on the same level. All the girls that I worked with, they were in a different position that was, I wouldn't say below me, but I was not a supervisor, but I had way more responsibilities and I worked directly with male coworkers of my level. Mm. So the people below me, like I said, I wouldn't say below me because I'm not their supervisor directly, but it's a different type of attitude that they would have to be in their role.
Depending on the position,
they treat you different, so then when you guys are out in a public setting, y'all aren't going to sit there and intermingle. Like, you guys don't at work. You're going to mingle with who you mingle with regularly.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
You end up in your department. Like, you're in your department. You're like, oh, screw the other people that work here. I don't know any of those people.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, you can easily, be joking about something with your guy coworker maybe more, like, happily. Because you're not having to talk about work. You can finally just laugh about something.
If I'm laughing with DZ at something,
it
could be taken the wrong way from someone who doesn't understand our relationship.
Yeah.
Where they're like, she's laughing too hard at his joke at the bar. And it's that's
giggling?
My brother, you sicko.
Right.
But they're looking at it as a man and a woman are having a good time, laughing.
Something must be going on.
Yeah. What if they're just talking?
Right. Crazy concept,
and
ain't it?
That's the timing thing. Yeah. And that's the timing thing. It's an early, fresh relationship.
Yeah.
So it's just going to take time.
I agree. As someone who constantly gets in early relationships and they blow up in my face, that's when all the insecure stuff comes out anyway for most people, you know?
Within
the beginning.
I'd say within the first 3 years.
Because you don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Trish is two for two, and obviously she's not wrong because she says we're both right.
Which is why she's a genius.
Genius.
Thanks, Trish. Call tomorrow and tell us that same thing. Just like that.
Just
every
like that.
Day. And we'll put the check in the mail.
Have a great day, Trish.
Bye. Julie's in Milwaukee this morning. We'll go to her next. Hey, Julie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Got all these new people on the phone. I'm loving it.
For real. Talk to us. We need help. Well, Mark needs help, and we're trying to get it to him.
Well, okay. Think college 30 years ago. We didn't have social media.
You mean 5 years ago?
So, yeah.
Really. I did not. I was in a similar situation.
Okay.
I had a boyfriend. I think we'd been dating for a year, year and a half, something like that. We went to a party. And the party we were at were people that I knew, and it was mostly men.
Mm.
And most of them I had known since high school. So it was more like a brother-sister situation seeing them.
Right.
We went to this party, had a good time. As we're walking home, my boyfriend said, I like your friends and they all seem to like you.
Ooh.
And I'm like, hey. And he said, the best part is they're like flies buzzing around honey.
Oh.
Only I get to go home with the honey.
Oh, so he was confident in that.
Look at him. He liked it.
I don't know if he so much liked it as if he was warning me to say, you're mine. Don't be doing that.
He was
controlling you.
Marking his territory and going, this my honey.
He wasn't controlling me. He was just saying, it's me. It's none of them. Cut it out.
He expressed
it. But he said it in such a nice way. It was a flattery to me.
He found it as flattering that the men wanted you, or he at least thought they wanted you.
And it was the delivery of, listen, baby girl, you might be the honey and they might be the flies, but I'm the hive.
Exactly. You know what? Got it.
Bella texted in Kenosha and said, bro, take a breath. Remember, she's with you and brought you there. Move on and get your confidence.
That's exactly what Julie leaning at. Yes, yes, that part.
Exactly. I mean, the boyfriend needs a little more confidence.
Listen, I would say this is what we need to remember. It's easier said. That is this case. You should appreciate other people being attracted to your significant other. Sure, that's flattering, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, they want my person. As long as that's as long as the person doesn't ever respond to that stuff, right?
That part, yeah.
And then it's a beautiful thing.
And then, right, and then you can just flex on everybody,
yeah, and
right?
And then you go, yeah!
And then you break up a year later. I mean,
Julie!
But hey, that memory sticks in her mind.
She's still the honey, baby. She's still the honey.
It just goes to show, you can say nice things to women, they'll never forget it. She remembers that to this day.
True.
How many years later?
You're not wrong. Julie, we appreciate the advice. Five years, exactly. Five years.
All right, Julie, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wow, if you're driving right now, that sky. Ooh-wee.
No.
Looks so pretty, doesn't it?
Two party.
We just went out and took the obligatory picture for Instagram.
I mean, you got to take a sunrise picture when a sunrise looks like that.
The problem is I do it every day. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Yes, we have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up in the next 25 minutes.
Stop asking. They're coming.
But tonight is a very big night for me. I've been building up to this, DZ.
You have been. I mean, we've been keeping it under wraps, kind of low key, but it's not like people don't know how big of a night it is tonight. Because you're about to show me some.
Tonight, I like what you did there. I'm going to show you Milwaukee tonight. We talked about it, I don't know, a month or two ago. I was filming an episode of the show called Show Me Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's free. Anybody can watch it on the very local app. Just download the app and on whatever you do and watch it. I watched it last night on my TV, me and my kids.
You watched the episode already?
My episode's out.
What?
Yeah!
Oh, snap. Okay.
And in my episode, you get to see all the things we did. We took calls from listeners. You're in the episode at the very beginning, and people tell us where to go in Milwaukee.
A little cameo. I think I might have given a suggestion. Who knows? Maybe.
You did. And we had so much fun filming this episode. I went to the Harley-Davidson Museum. We filmed a lot there. That was really cool.
Yeah, I was jealous of that.
I got to go to City Hall. We filmed a whole episode or a whole segment with the mayor, where I had to walk over 300 stairs to the top of City Hall.
So you race Chevy to the top?
I raced him to the top. And then we got to ring the bell on top of City Hall. Like, I still can't even believe I did that.
That's a huge bell.
It's hard to ring. It took like four pulls. It's so heavy.
It's heavy. Yeah. Heavy. Yeah, it rings throughout the city. Like, you hear it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fire.
And I went to a creamery in Bayview where we made cheese.
Yum. Wait. There's a creamery in Bayview?
Yeah, what street is it on?
What?
Oh, boy.
Listen, how am I a Bayviewian? And I have no idea there was a creamery around the corner.
Yeah, you should have known that.
I need to get comfortable with them.
You do, because we went in there and they rent out their space so people can come in and make cheese.
So anybody could just pull up and make their own cheese. Oh, now you're speaking my language.
And so part of the episode is us making cheese with one of the guys locally who takes all everything from his farm and goes there and makes his cheese. It's really cool. So my episode is out. It's free to stream on the very local app. And tonight they're having a premiere party. We're doing it at the Harley-Davidson Museum because that was one of the places we got to film. So they're throwing us a party tonight. And anybody can come. And it's from 7 to 9. They're going to show my episode. Then they're going to show Gilbert Brown did an episode.
Oh, yeah, he is a legend.
DJ GA, who we work with, is the host.
Right. That's his show.
And every episode has somebody different from Milwaukee who joins him on the episode. So Gilbert Brown is going to do the next, and then Chelsea Memel, the Olympian.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right.
I haven't seen her in years. She has an episode that they're going to air tonight. So three episodes tonight, and we're going to air at the Harley-Davidson Museum and drink and eat and have fun.
What you're saying is they got a lot of heavy hitters in the room tonight.
Boom, boom, boom.
Isn't it a free event?
It's free, yeah.
Like you could pull up, just show up, get tickets, right, and it's get free there. Ooh, I'm excited for this, yo.
I am too.
I don't want to watch the episode before, though, because I didn't know the episode was already out.
You want to see it tonight at the premiere.
I want it to be fresh and new, and I want to experience it with everybody.
I thought about that, too, but then I wanted to watch it with my kids, because they're not coming tonight. So I wanted to see what their reactions were, and they actually sat through the whole 20 minutes and loved it and were into it, and I was like, yay!
It kept their attention?
They loved it,
When the kiddos keep focused, that's when you know it's a good show. Right.
And by the way, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this little tidbit on the air, but I'm gonna. The mayor likes our show.
Oh?
Obviously, because he looked at me and he said, how old are the boys now? And I went, what? And I go, Mayor, you know about my boys? And he goes, of course. He goes, I used to listen, but he goes, when I was allowed to drive myself.
Well,
that's
true.
What he said, when I was allowed to drive myself, because security drives him everywhere. He doesn't have a choice.
Security could also tune into 103.7 Kiss FM. What y'all doing, Chevy Security?
True.
Come on.
He said, when I used to drive myself, my son and I would listen all the time, and they even called in a few times. I'm like, what?
That is cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Chevy said we're number one on his preset.
I'm just saying. He said it, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought somebody had basically briefed him to ask about the kids. No.
Nah.
He listens.
Nah, he's a genuine dude. I'll give him
Kiss
that.
FM is it.
Come
so,
on now.
Show Me Milwaukee, totally free to stream on the very local app. Enjoy the show and let us know what you think. Can't wait. Am I the Jerks next? You want to go see Jonas Brothers? Coming to town? 18 days. Going to be at Fiserv Forum on November 20th. Tanya's calling from Sheboygan this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning. What you up there doing in Chevagas?
Heading to work.
What's work?
Work at a car dealership.
Slanging them cars, I see.
Very, very nice. Did you hear Am I the Jerk this morning?
No, I got in too late.
Oh, come on. Well, that's fine then. Never mind. Listen, you're going to see Jonas Brothers.
Yay. She said, I got into the car for when it mattered for me.
Well, she does what I do. She gets in at the last absolute minute and starts going as quick as she can. But you won Jonas Brothers tickets.
Woo.
Congratulations, Tanya.
Thank you.
Basically, we wanted to know if it's wrong to get it on with your best friend's brother. That's what we were really discussing.
And not tell him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tanya has a lot of thoughts on this.
She was thinking, she was like, ooh, that's tough.
Nope, nothing.
Depends on how close you all are.
Oh.
If it was like a best friend you grew up with, then it can be like weird.
Right. That's what I said. But everyone else said, jerk, let him live, right?
Let him live.
All right. Hold on, Tanya. We got to get some info from you, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
It's a ball of fire, this one.
Well, Tanya's a little overwhelmed. She just won some big tickets, baby. She's going to the Jonas Brothers when they're here.
We have more tomorrow. Don't worry. If you didn't win them today, one more chance tomorrow. And we've got New Kids on the Block tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning because they're going to be in town with Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff next summer.
That's right.
Lots of winning on this show.
We're giving you a Christmas present early.
You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you remember when Amy Robach and TJ Holmes from Good Morning America got busted having an affair in the woods? Because that was exactly what happened.
I do remember that. That was a big story.
It was a big story. They went and they were at a cabin somewhere in upstate New York, and somebody got a picture of them loading the car after their weekend away together, and they both were married and had families. And she was even married to the dude from Melrose Place, Andrew Hsu, which Melrose Place probably doesn't mean anything to you, DZ.
Nope, it don't.
But,
sorry.
You know, it's fine. But now they've gone Instagram official.
Oh, they're dating now.
And remember, Good Morning America got rid of them, which was a big debate at the time.
That's
was
right.
Can someone's personal life affect whether their job? And usually no, but the
in
problem
scenario,
is you have to like the people you're watching, and America did not like them when we found this out. So you have to have likable people on Good Morning America. I'm sorry, you do.
They lost their credibility after that.
They lost it. They were full of it, for sure, because they were journalists on top of that.
Right.
They're full of it.
Right.
So now they've posted that they're together. They've announced they have a podcast. And what'd you say? You saw them at a game together?
Yeah, I did. And I forgot who it was, but then I saw it and moved on with my life. And now I'm remembering, that's who it was. They were on the sideline holding hands, looking all cuddly. And I'm like, wow, dang.
So what happens if they break up? Does the podcast just end? Like, do we just act like we didn't see all this go down?
Is anyone going to listen to the podcast? guys to begin with?
I mean, it's going to be... That's the thing. I would for the drama, but they have no credibility. What? Like you said, they're full of it in my mind. So anything they say at this point
and what drama
is garbage.
Like they're going to try to keep it all frills and fun. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not going to have no drama because they're trying to like rework their image into a better light again.
Well, and affairs can trigger me because of my past.
I feel that.
And I do get... Once in a while, two people meet and they fall in love and maybe they ended up with the wrong person and they were supposed to be together. That is so rare, though, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, when I see people, like, you know these... They talk about how he had multiple affairs.
Yeah.
This was not new. So then I go, what are you doing leaving your family for a guy that's having affair after affair and vice versa?
That's about to leave you, too.
That's the thing. You didn't fall in love and you married the wrong person. This is bad.
They're infatuated right
now. It's going to end bad.
You're with... I don't disagree. I think it's going to end bad. But for right now, I guess.
For right now, I'm here for it. Good luck with that podcast, guys. Don't answer the door, I said. And he took it to heart.
Took it too literal, huh?
Too literal. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Reminder that we have New Kids on the Block tickets coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss it. You know you want them.
That's right. So, DZ, on Monday night, I was at the Bucks game.
Right.
I saw you there.
Yeah, I was there.
And when I went to the Bucks game on Monday night, I went with one of my girlfriends. I did not take my kids this time.
Okay. For sure.
My friend Shelly went with me, but Owen and Hudson were at my house and it was a school night. So when I went to the Bucks game on Monday, I said, listen up. I said, I'm going to order you dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will deliver it. I don't know what I'm ordering right now, but food will show up at some point and
dinner's
I'll let you know.
Right, right. Dinner will be on the way. Don't worry.
Yes. Your homework's done. Have a great night. I'll see you when I get back from the Bucks game.
Yeah.
It was just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. And for years I've said, don't open the door for anyone. You know how we freak our kids out about that.
For kids, my wife, family, my sister, everybody, don't open the door.
I don't even open the door.
Don't open the door. Right.
So I went to downtown and I get a text saying, did you order food? And I went, oh, I forgot. So I immediately was like, oh, DoorDash. Order them some Red Robin. I'll be mom of the year.
Yum.
So I ordered them food. And then I get a call as I'm sitting there at the Bucks game. Mm-hmm. And I see it ringing and I'm like, it's going to be the DoorDash person. I know it. I had asked them to hand it to my kids because it was freezing on Monday and I didn't want them to set it on the porch and it get cold.
Right.
Because they'll be playing video games and never go get it.
Not pay attention and then all of a sudden the food is frozen. Right.
So I answer the phone and the DoorDash driver is a woman goes, hey, I'm here. And I go, oof. Nobody's answering because they don't know I'm not there.
Well, oh, naturally,
they don't
right.
know I'm downtown at the Fiserv Forum while they're delivering to my house.
It's your account, so they're going to contact the number attached, which is your phone number.
So
right.
I go, oh, nobody answered? And the woman's like, no, I'm standing on your porch and I'm here with the food. I go, hold on, let me call. I'll have somebody get the door.
Stay right there.
She's probably more confused. So I hang up. I call Owen. I say, Owen, the food is outside. You need to go get it. I ordered you DoorDash. Go get it there. And he goes, oh, okay, I see. I see. And I go, okay, I gotta go by because I'm literally in the middle of stuff.
Right.
And I move on with my life. 2 hours later, I look down at my text messages and I have a text from Owen that he had sent me right after I hung up the phone that said, where is the food from before I open the door? So
I gotta verify that not just some stranger that magically brought food and is trying to kidnap us.
He's like holding the DoorDash person hostage on the porch.
Who are you?
If that was a thing, that's what he was doing. And imagine the delivery driver. I hope they're listening and they hear this because now they're going to know it's my house. And they must have been like, what is happening in this house? I mean, it's like the Home Alone delivery. You hear it through the door, but you're like, I know they're home. Why won't they let me in? They paid for the food. They asked me to deliver it. Now they're at the door going, who is it?
You said he's holding the delivery driver hostage.
He didn't want to. Even after I called him and told him, the food is there, open the door. He said, who is it?
And I'm just imagining Owen, your oldest, go through the door going, if you really know what my mom got us, what did she order us? Tell us the order. What is it? Not believing nothing.
I've unfortunately trained them to not trust anyone as well. But it's good in the end because they won't ever open the door for anyone.
I actually respect it.
As funny as it is, it's probably better that he was the other way.
This cautious because you too often you get kids that'll just willy-nilly happy to open the door for anybody.
And that's why I was a little over the top about it. Because in the past, Hudson just freely opened it. And I went, you can't do that. You can't just open the door unless we know. Never. And I I was very never, which I probably now I've freaked them out the other way, right?
Now they're never gonna open the door for anybody.
Never, which is fine because we don't either, so it's fine.
You're gonna be at the front door one day and be like, "How are you really our mom? Prove it. We don't believe you."
I will say though that I looked at my girlfriend that I was with and I said, "The best invention ever is some of these delivery services. The fact that I can order food to my house for my children and not have to worry about them eating, if you know I can afford it, is people would have killed for that back in the day, to just be able to have food delivered to your kids you got to feed."
Are you kidding me?
Because you're busy.
We used to have to leave those ready eat meals. You know what I'm saying? Like something you can microwave, or mom had to cook something before she left to go do whatever. So
that's
you knew
what I
you
mean.
Had food.
That's how it would have been when we were. I would have been cooking before I left, and I wouldn't have had time, but I would have figured I would have done it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, right.
So
would have
anyway.
Stressed yourself out doing it. It took the stress out of it.
It did.
But then your boy got stressed out because he didn't believe the delivery was for them.
Even after I called and said, "Open the door," he wouldn't answer the door.
Good. No,
who's
honestly.
Calling?
Good. That's how we should be. We're laughing. It's,
yeah,
it's hilarious.
We are laughing,
but that is genius. I actually think that was a great move on his part.
Should I reward him for for refusing even after I told him to open it?
I wouldn't say all that, because once you say, "Hey, the food's there," you connect the dots and go, "It doesn't matter. The food is
here." You know what's going to happen? Like something, I don't want to put this in the universe. One day, it's going to be actual like a first responder. And he's going to be like, "Who is it?
Prove it."
How? They're like, "Give me your name.
Anybody can buy sirens."
"I'm upstairs. Let him in."
Allie's falling and she can't get up.
"I have a broken leg up the stairs.
Who is it?
Who is it?" "Put your badge up to the door."
"I gotta call your lieutenant to make sure you're legit.
Bring your supervisor."
"Have your supervisor call my mom, and then I'll let you in."
prove that you're supposed to be here. I know I called you, but prove that you're supposed to be here.
When we've trained our kids too well.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to share anything, you're more than welcome. Otherwise, we've got New Kids on the Block tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes, but I had to share that with you. By the way, no baby last night, right?
No baby last night.
Obviously, you wouldn't be here today. We're on baby watch right now for DZ. And if you missed the name of the baby, we gave it out yesterday. You'll have to listen back on the Odyssey app.
That's right, Allie. And DZ on demand.
103.7 Kiss FM. I told him not to answer the door, and he took it to heart, and I'm kind of proud and not proud all at the same time.
Proud and annoyed all at the same time. Like, dude, just open the door. I told you the food was there.
Come on. Somebody texted in, "Great job, Owen." They're not wrong. Owen did what he was supposed to do. He did not answer. And people do things to trick you, to get you to open the door.
"Your mom told me to come over and check on you." And then kids go, "Oh, my mom? Okay. So honestly, that's why I'm saying this was good.
You never know. To whoever texted in, "So did they get the food?" Yes. Owen eventually, I'm assuming, opened the door because I never answered after I had told him to open the door. If you missed it, Owen, I ordered them food when I was at the Bucks game, and I told him, "It's on the porch. Go open the door." And he still wouldn't do it when he got there. He didn't trust him.
Didn't trust the delivery driver. It didn't matter that they were holding a bag of food. Good. Most kids would not have responded like that.
It's true. He's a rule follower. I'm very proud of this. Brittany's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
So this happened, something similar to you when your kids met your boyfriend, or what happened?
Yes, it was their first time ever meeting a boyfriend of mine or anything like that, but they knew that we were going to go do this.
Okay.
And we play pool a lot, so we actually went to go meet them at a pool hall. And I went to the bar really quick to go grab their lemonades because they wanted some lemonade, and he must have showed up while I was doing that. So he walks up to them at the table and he goes, "Hey guys, I'm Adam. I'm supposedly meeting your mommy here." And my son ASAP goes, "I need names."
Full name, first name, middle name, last name, social security number. Write it down now.
How old was your son when he did that?
He's 9.
Oh, what a genius. I need names.
He's 9, but he was like on top of it. I was like, oh my gosh, nobody's kidnapping them, that's for sure.
That's amazing.
And is that something you kind of like train them or coach them to do, or did he just pick that up on his own?
No, I'm very big on like stranger danger, Like, they, I mean, we've talked about scenarios even, like, if someone gets you, what do you do? Poke their eyes out and run, you know?
No! Yeah, buddy.
Poke their eyes out.
You know, and my daughter, she's very anal. She's like, ew, that's nasty. I'm like, that's cool. We'll clean you up later.
That's right. That's yeah. right. We'll clean you up when you get home safe, okay?
Right,
poke
right.
them in the eyes, kick them between the legs. Run.
Like, I poke their eyes to me. Come on, you're good.
Right, yeah. right. The
so
most important thing.
And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, okay. So this is good.
I always do. You know what? I shouldn't encourage this on the air, but every now and then I have a talk with my kids and I go, you don't put your hands on anyone unless someone touches you and then you start swinging.
Oh, yeah. No.
I have a discussion with them yeah. all the time. I'm like, you don't touch anyone unless they touch you and it's on, dude.
That's the rule of thumb right there. Listen,
But you defend yourself. Don't you let anyone do that to you.
That so part.
The poke your eyes out triggered that in me. It made me laugh.
Brittany said, hey, yeah. if anybody grabs you, gouge them. Just right there. Boop.
Take things too literal, so you have to have that like little button there,
yeah.
you know?
But yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Brittany, well, thanks for sharing that fantastic story. I loved it.
We
appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye. There you go. Owen, well trained. Keep training your kids to not open the door, and you too can have a kid like mine.
I'm surprised Owen didn't hit him with the Mo, Larry, and Curly. The whoop, 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 whoop.
Put the food down and back away from the door.
Back away yeah. from the bag.
Sucker. We have to give out these New Kids on the Block tickets, though.
Yeah, we do. Like, right now, right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, how about caller 25 is going to go? 414-533-1037. New Kids on the Block coming to town next summer to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. Caller 25 is going. Good luck. Somebody's going to see New Kids on the Block. Let's pull up Lisa in Milwaukee this morning. This girl is a ball of energy, DZ. Get ready.
Oh, yeah? Morning, Lisa.
Hey, girl.
Morning!
Oh, dang. Whoa. Chill, Lisa, chill.
No, don't. I love your energy. It's amazing.
Nah, bro, okay. Well, why are you so bubbly this morning? What are you doing?
I just won New Kids on the Block tickets. That's why I'm so excited.
Wait, I never said you won.
Hold on, Lisa. You're making some assumptions here. Okay. That's assuming that you're the winner, because I'm assuming that's what you were trying to win.
You know what? Name all five new kids, and maybe I'll give you the tickets.
Johnny, Danny, John, Jordan, Joey.
Say less.
Crazy. Woo!
Whoops. We're sorry we doubted you, Lisa.
Never mind. We're back to you won. You totally won, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
She's what they call a blockhead.
Oh, that's
absolutely. I was on the New Kids on the Block cruise like a week and a half ago.
What? Okay, I'm glad you won because you can't even buy these tickets yet. You are the type of fan that deserves these.
You're exclusive.
Absolutely. My kids are all baby blockheads. All their first concert was all New Kids on the Block. Like, you got the right one this
Okay,
morning.
Well, then hold on. Let me ask you one question, and DZ's not going to understand because he's younger than me. And
oh,
you
I'm
too.
Here for it. Yep.
Who was your favorite?
My favorite was John, but, you know, then John came.
Nobody liked John. No. Hold on.
Put some respect on Lisa's name.
Hold on. Let me explain this to DZ. Being a fan of...
He was the sweet one. He was the nice one.
No. It's like being a fan of Chris Kirkpatrick, if you're picking an NSYNC or a Joey Fatone.
Right.
It's not the one you pick. It's not the one you pick.
B-team.
But you know what? I switch lanes. I'll go Donnie. I'll go Joe. I'll go Jordan. Yeah.
See?
I don't care.
See? She'll
take any of them.
I'll take all five. I don't even care.
Well, I was a Joey girl.
Absolutely. 100%. Oh, I love Joey. Okay. I see all his solo shows, too.
You know what? Let's talk off the air.
I was going to say, y'all can have y'all little conversation. Lisa, you the winner today.
Yeah, Lisa,
Thank
you're going
you
to...
Thank you so much.
Yes, you can't even buy them yet, but we do have a presale code on our website, 1037kissfm.com. If you're planning on buying them, go check it out
Absolutely.
There. And we'll have another pair tomorrow. Lisa, hold on, and
Thank
good
you.
Luck to somebody tomorrow. One more pair tomorrow, same time.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.